Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the Uninhibited Reality Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, and I'm here with my brother.
Your other host, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Not much, man.
All right, so we're going to kick this off. I'm not even sure what day it is today because I've been working so much.
It is
Wednesday.
Wednesday the 26th, I think.
It's hump day.
Yeah,
so what's been going on in your neck of the woods? Am I allowed to say that, or is Al Roker going to sue us?
I think that's just something everybody should say. No. No.
What's happening in your neck of the hills?
My neck of the hills, well, I tell you what, boy. No. Well, not much happening here. This year, normal, everyday, barren city. Or barren town, country town. But, people just staying away from people. But,
social really distance.
Not, yeah, exactly. Not really much been going on here. I just been trying to stay busy and gotta make that money.
Yeah, man.
Stay busy and pay them bills. Yeah, but it's good. I like to get out and do something instead of just sit around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like be productive, and there's times where I feel like I don't want to do anything, and it's like, oh man, don't make me do things. And then I start doing something. I'm like, man, I'm glad I started doing this.
That's usually how it works, though. You start doing something. Get up and moving. You're just going to keep going at it. Otherwise, you're just going to be lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and binge watch crap like crazy, especially on Netflix.
Yeah. I was reading through reviews.org.
Yeah.
You remember, I know we weren't recording at that time, but we were talking about Netflix and how I said, how I asked you, how long would it take to watch everything on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, you'd die 100 times before you watch everything on that.
We're thinking that, right? But reviews.org did the math for us, and they came up with their number because Netflix has the biggest library.
No doubt.
According to them, if you're sitting down streaming Netflix 24/7, it would take 4 years, 2 months, and 8 days to watch everything on Netflix as of right now.
But what about the long seasons? Like, you got like 20 episodes for 8 seasons.
Yeah, they counted everything.
Man, every season, 20, what was that? But 16? I don't know. That's crazy. I figured it'd be longer than that because, if we talked about it, I was talking about it with the wife. And I was like, you'd be dead before you do all that. But, you could die tomorrow.
You could. Yeah, you're right.
You could die watching Netflix.
Something else they came up with is watching all of Netflix would equal 256 round trips to the moon.
Wow. Imagine stacking all those digital files together.
Yeah. But I guess the average user only watches 2% of what Netflix has in their library.
Yeah, that's probably about true. I don't know. We like watching Netflix. I mean, we like, there's times I'm like, man, I can't find nothing to watch. So I hand my wife the remote. I'm like, you know what? Find something, I said. And she found something one time. And ever since then, she knows how to pick out a show, a movie. Like that one movie, Rain, I told you about a while back.
Right.
Or the show, and then we're watching this other one called Queen of the South, and it's an awesome show. Like, there's got cartel in it. There's human trafficking, drug mules, and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's nonstop action. Like, it's action from the beginning, and like, it's wow. Like, it's a really good show. It's like Mexican cartels, and this girl gets into the United States and ends up working for a drug cartel, and it just shoots on for that from that. And I mean, I recommend it to anybody who's into that kind of show. Definitely. Definitely. You got to watch that on Netflix.
Yeah, that's something I want to get into. Check that show out for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely got to check it out. It's worth your time.
Now, more information about their review and their information they found on Netflix. They said that in total, Netflix has 36,667 hours of runtime.
Huh. I mean, that seems a little short to me.
It does. Because we think their library is huge, which it is. They have... Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's something out there for everybody to watch.
Oh, yeah. They even get them weird, them foreign movies, like the Bollywood movies and right. like Taiwanese movies and all that stuff like that. Like, they got an Indian. It's like they got like a huge selection of that. And I'm surprised. It's like, look at new movies and then you see a few known new movies that people have heard of, and you just keep going down the line, you hit all these foreign movies and TV shows and stuff like that. And I mean, I could watch a couple. I mean, I have. They're not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into foreign movies and TV shows, and definitely check that kind of stuff out.
Right on. So yeah, I guess, you know, to keep the services for streaming for those 4 years, 2 months, and 8 days, it's going to cost you $662.50 just to stay subscribed long enough to watch everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Now imagine the Guinness Book of World Records. They have a record on there for the longest TV marathon watching session is 94 hours. That right there is actually surprising with this pandemic, yeah. With the stay-at-home order. I'm surprised nobody else has even attempted to surpass that.
Well, I know when we get to watching that show, like, we could start watching it at 6 in the evening all the way up to, like, 2 in the morning. Like, that show, it's like, that good of a show. And there was something, though, I seen, I think it was on Facebook, the other day about people being addicted to it.
Uh-huh.
And it it being a distraction and stuff like that. But, you know, if you let, it's just like, you know, a drug, you know, you let it ruin your life, run your life, then that's how you live. But if you know how to get away from it, there you go.
Right.
Netflix is, I guess, some people's drugs.
It is. But yeah, I guess what I'll do is I'll post the link from reviews.org on our page. That way people can check it out, check out the information that we're talking about. Reviews.org, they review almost everything. So, I mean, it's usually a good place to go.
Yeah. Hulu even, you know, they got some good stuff on there. There's not anywhere near as huge of a selection as Netflix.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's sometimes hard to find anything to watch on Hulu, you know, but I mean, on anyone, you know, but mainly Hulu. It's like, man, they got like new TV shows, like, you know, like the Goldbergs and Bob's Burgers and stuff like that. Yeah, those are just some shows.
I think some of the best things about Hulu is you can now package that with Disney Plus and
Really?
And ESPN.
I didn't know the Disney Plus one.
Yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more, but definitely something worth investing in.
Yeah. Well, I watch that sometimes. Somebody helped me out, and I watch it sometimes. That movie, or that show, The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched that?
No, I haven't, but I just saw they're up for an award now.
For The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome. It's like people call it a baby Yoda. I don't think it's really Yoda. It's just a baby whatever alien he looks like. And you know who the Mandalorians. That's like, you know, Boba Fett and Jango Fett. That's that their armor and stuff like that. They wear that stuff. What is it? They don't take it off around anybody other than themselves because nobody can like know who they are or something like that. And it's their religion and their armor and their guns and their equipment stuff. That's all part of their religion. That's crazy.
Unpopular opinion from me. Anything Star Wars sucks.
Oh man, I like Star Wars.
I mean, I say that.
I'm not. Yeah.
I say that, but I mean, I enjoyed watching it when I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I grew up on it because I was born in 79. But
there you go.
I even had a fifth birthday with the Darth Vader cake at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah,
I remember that picture.
Yeah, I remember that day. I mean, that was pretty amazing to me. But I don't know. I lost interest in Star Wars.
Yeah, but I could watch Star Wars. What's that new one? The Skywalker one. The newest movie that came out, whatever. But that was a good one, and that one was a really good one. Actually, I was surprised it was as good as it was. And you know, people give those the three movies, like the first one, the one that shows you Anakin Skywalker and all that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like them, but you know what? I think they're pretty good. I like them.
Are you talking about the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, that's the new one. Yeah, that was a really good one. That was real good. I'm surprised. I mean, in my opinion, it was probably better than almost any other Star Wars movie.
And I just looked up The Mandalorian is nominated for 15 Emmys.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
It still doesn't get me to watch it.
it's a good one. I mean, I recommend people watch it if you want to watch it. You know, I'm not going to, you know. But, yeah, it's a good one.
I'm probably going to get some hate, but I don't care.
Haters going to hate?
Yeah.
Mater's gonna mate and all that good stuff.
I'm trying to remember which one was the last one. I think it was the original trilogy that I watched that I enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, it was that the original three were good, yeah, but
yeah,
I that newer one pretty outshining, but I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe Spaceballs. Like I think Spaceballs might have killed that joy for me. I don't know.
Probably. It was kind of, I think it was funny, you know, but I don't even remember ever watching that all the way through because I lost interest in it.
Yeah.
The only Mel Brooks movie I could watch is like Blazing Saddles.
You know, in other news and away from, you know, the movies and any kind of entertainment. Have you heard about the mystery seeds coming from China?
No, I haven't, but I know you said something about them, but
yeah.
That was just like earlier.
It's funny too, because a lot of people are getting these seeds and the USDA is saying, hey, don't plant these seeds.
Yeah.
They actually sent out a tweet saying, please don't plant seeds from unknown origins. And I guess we all know the reason why, but nobody knows the reason why the Chinese are sending them. But I do know that a lot of people are ordering jewelry from China,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting scammed by these jewelry companies, and they're just sending seeds instead of jewelry.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Yeah, definitely a scam going on. I don't think it's anything major. I don't think they're trying to get us to plant anything that's going to be harmful to us. I just think that, you know, some companies are over there trying to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. But, you know, that's why like, people order a lot from that Wish. And, you know, it's like,
yeah,
where else do they think that's coming from? You know what I mean?
Well, see, the Better Business Bureau, they found out that third-party sellers, they're using your information from Amazon, and what they're doing is generating fake sales. And they're putting a positive boost to their product ratings, and then this is part of the scam that they're doing. So they have to send something out to somebody.
Yeah, or else it's like, hey, give me my money back.
So, yeah. So, allegedly, they're sent from China, marked as containing jewelry, but they actually contain plants.
Yeah, that's like people order something, and it's like too good to be true, and then they get it, and it's like a mini version of what they thought they were buying, or a cheaper version, or something that doesn't look anything like it, or some other random item. A lot of that happens. I mean, I'm not trying to bad talk Wish or anything, but I know there's been times where people have ordered from there and stuff like that has happened.
I only got one thing from Wish, and it was free. All I had to do was pay shipping.
Yeah.
And it was a watch. I was like, this is a cool watch, but I gave it, you know, as a gift, but I only paid shipping on it. Came pretty quick, too. Usually, I've heard people saying that it takes weeks to get it.
Oh yeah, they're speeding it up. They've been actually doing a lot better with their timing, because I know I ordered something from them one time and it took like 2 months for me to get it. And then there was something I ordered before. It was one of those charcoal face mask things, you know, the kind that's in the tube. It's like a a liquid.
Oh, okay.
And you put it on your face and it dries. Well, I ordered that. I forgot I ordered it, and I think it was almost a year until I got it. So, yeah. But all right, they've been moving a little quicker.
Yeah. I think we're going to take a break now, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. And you're listening to the Uninhibited Reality Talk Show. Have you been watching baseball?
I've been hearing some stuff about baseball, but I haven't watched it lately.
Yeah. Our Indians are doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's
right good. Now. They're 4-1.
Shit, yeah. That's why they're the Indians, man.
Yeah, and that whole thing about changing their name is
back to the Spiders.
Maybe the Spiders. I don't know.
I don't know. That just doesn't have a ring to it. The Cleveland Spiders.
I mean, it kind of does, but yeah. I wish people would just leave things alone. The Washington Redskins. The Redskins are now Washington's Warriors. Football team.
That's all it is?
Yeah, right now. Some of my Washington football team.
Washington football team. That's lovely. Yeah, I think the NFL's going to lose a lot of money. In my opinion, because there's a lot of angry people out there.
I don't know. I get it, though. You know, people are upset about using different races and culture and whatever names.
Yeah.
But the Indians, I don't know, man. If they're going to change the Indians, they're going to need to change the Yankees. They're going to need to, you know.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I doubt they would for the Yankees, because that's not really about race.
No, it's not. I mean? It's not. But if you think back in the Civil War days, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Who were the Confederates, right? The Confederates were going up against the Yankees.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens, because I don't even think, are they? Oh yeah, there was a. I forgot what baseball team it was, but I don't mean to bring up the whole COVID talk right now. This is just real quick. There's a baseball team. I think so many of the players got it in just like one game or something like that.
Right. It was the Florida Marlins. It was a coronavirus outbreak, and that's why they're postponing their games for a while.
Yeah, they
they're in the hot spot, man. You know.
Yeah.
Florida's a hot spot.
Definitely.
It's good though. It's them being safe.
Yeah, that's they're being smart. Yeah. The weather, man. The weather's been crazy. Like has it been hot? Like deadly hot up there?
Not as deadly hot, but it's been hot.
Yeah.
Mid-80s.
Oh man, I wish it'd be like that here sometimes, but it don't hurt working in real hot heat, but it's been, I think, up to 106 here within the past. I mean, it's been up in the hundreds, these past few weeks. Like, it's actually a little cooler this week. There's a breeze, and we didn't have any rain for a while, and finally we started getting some rain, so that's good. It water all these things around here, and there's a lot of people who live in the backwoods that depend on like little creeks or people who depend on wells for their water. Like people who live off the land, you know, they depend on that water. Some people have part of the creek and they somehow manage to take the water and turn it towards their gardens and stuff like that. But my wife, her sister lives by a little creek and she uses it for stuff, and it's like it just dries up and there's like little puddles here and there with like a bunch of little minnows and just one puddle, and they're trying to stay alive and all that. And but finally got some rain and she's got some water running through that creek. But yeah, I seen this heat been bad, and I seen this thing a couple weeks ago or so. This squirrel came up to these people and it was like it was reaching up, and they realized it was trying to reach their water bottle, their bottle of water, and he's like begging for a drink, and they like, "You thirsty?" And well, they took it and put the water towards him, and he just started drinking it like crazy, and then they poured a little bit on him, and then he just went on his merry way. Yeah, it's like defenseless some things are, you know. I mean, even, you know, people and all that, you know, it's, you know, you be kind to every living being, and, you know, being kind doesn't cost anything, you know what I mean?
You know, that's true. You know, people need to realize, you know, it may not hurt my feelings. You could be mean all you want, but there's other people who have feelings. And
mm-hmm. Like them kids that get bullied at school for just being different.
Yeah.
Or for something, somebody else, or, you know, rumors and stuff like that. That really drives people to, you know, do not so tasteful things.
Yeah.
You know, like, I went to school with some girls that used to do stuff like that, and one actually ended up hanging herself. You know, don't bully people. I mean, like you know, somebody can be mean as they want towards me. I don't care. I can brush it off and say whatever. But you know, it sucks when it's like the little, you know, the kids, you know, it gets to the kids, and they end up doing something like that. So point is, just don't be a bully.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be some
butt. I don't know. You know, yeah. Speaking of which, what do you think about MGK, the rapper, Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't know. I think
he was picked on when he was a kid?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But this dude confirmed his relationship or romance with Megan Fox.
What?
Yeah, it's confirmed.
Wow. When was that?
That was recent. That was yesterday I saw it.
Oh.
He said he waited for an eternity for Megan Fox.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he got picked on.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can tell. I mean, he it's a lot of influence in his early stuff.
Yeah,
like, you know,
So for those that? For those people that got picked on when they were kids, there's still hope.
Oh yeah,
find your Megan Fox and just rub it in everybody's faces.
There you go. Just you could put them feelings into something and make something of it.
Yeah,
you know, you can take those feelings and put it towards music. You could put it towards art. You know, building things, going to school or something. You know, you can use it to build your self-esteem and, you know, really thrive for what you want in life. Let it be, you know, try to do the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, you see how people can turn out in life, be successful, get what they want to, so that they've been waiting an eternity for. Yeah. Not just being famous, you know, and stuff like that is what I'm trying to say, but, you know, just do what you gotta do. Make something of yourself. Don't let anybody hold you back. The only person that can hold you back is yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of us tend to do. But you know what? Some people just don't know how to do it right
they
now.
Yeah, they either don't know how to do it, or they don't have somebody pushing them into the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got plenty of pushing into directions, you know, like, people like, oh, why don't you do this and make something of yourself? And I'm like, well, I really don't want, you know, fame. Like, there's just, I don't know. I just don't want to be famous.
Don't do it for the fame. Exactly. You got to do it for the fortune. And the fortune doesn't mean money.
No, it can mean, you know, it can mean anything.
Yeah, it can mean, you know what, I'm doing it for my mental fortune.
Yep.
To be a better person within yourself, that someone you believe in. A lot of people don't believe in themselves, and you know, they need to realize that people are going to listen, people are going to support them.
Yeah, you see, that's me. It's like I'm my biggest critic.
I think we all should be. You know, we should all be our own critic, and the biggest critic we have. And what's bad though about that is there's some douchebags out there that want to be your critic just because they can't.
Yeah, it's like you know, like I just sometimes I put myself down, you know, about like when I play music and stuff like that, and then people are like, "You're doing good, you know. Why don't you do something with it?" I'm like, I don't want to, you know, be in the spotlight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with me just being me. And you know, some people, they have a talent or an ability or, you know, some way to thrive for greatness like that. Like, you know, being known, I'm fine with just chilling in my house and strumming away.
And that's good. I mean, it keeps your mind right.
Yeah. And you know, I use this app, it's called Ultimate Guitar, and it's really good. I mean, you can look up almost any song, and like, you can look up that song Someone You Loved by that Lewis Capaldi or whatever his name is. I mean, you could look that song up even, and, you know, you just, it'll show different versions of that song, different chords and, or tabs or like music, you know, reading music and stuff like that. And they got like ukulele, you can set it for ukulele, bass, guitar, I think piano and stuff like that and it shows you in front of you on your phone or your tablet or whatever. Or even on your laptop, and it'll show all the chords and the words there in front of you, so that way you can read it and play along with it. I think it's worth the money. I mean, I pay like $9.99 or something like that for a year or something like that. I don't remember, but and you can record yourself. There's a feature where you can. It's got a camera thing. And you can record yourself and post it up, and other people can hear you sing or see you, and, you know, just share your stuff out there. And I mean, a lot of people do it. I mean, I did it one time, but I just really didn't care much for doing it. You know, it's I recommend it. If you play guitar or want to learn guitar or bass or, you know, other instruments that may be on this app, I mean, I recommend it. It's good for beginners, intermediate and, you know, advanced people. there's all kinds of stuff on there.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Moving into that music, the one thing I want to talk about is Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
He's the single greatest, most talented, handsomest, smartest, best hung human being on earth, according to him.
To himself.
He's got two new releases coming out. Really? Solo. Actually, there are, you can hear them. I wish I can play them here, but due to any licensing copyright issues, you know, we're not going to be able to play them. But
no.
One of his first ones, it's called CMFT Must Be Stopped.
Huh.
That includes the rappers Tech N9ne and Kid Bookie.
Really?
Yeah. And it has cameos from Metallica's Lars Ulrich. Judas Priest, Rob Halford, Anthrax's cool. Scott Ian, Marilyn Manson, and Hailstorm's Lizzie Hale.
That's cool.
John 5.
He's a real good guitarist.
John 5? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's wicked with that stuff, man.
And his second solo is called Black Eyes Blue.
Black Eyes Blue. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I wish I could play it, man, because just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. Or maybe you can find it in your music app store or something.
Yeah, it might be on Amazon Music. It could be Spotify or whatever. You can find us on Spotify. Just search for Uninhibited Reality.
Yeah, I got people listening to Spotify now. A lot of people like it. A lot of people recommend it.
Yeah, it's a good place. I mean, I like it because you can put together your playlist however you want. The only problem with that is, you know, you can't play just your songs unless you have a premium membership. But
I have an iPhone, so I use that what's that, music app, or what is that called, Apple Music store thing.
Yeah, I
use that, and man, they got just about everything you could think of and want to listen to. I'll tell you, they got everything. Just about. And they even got like videos. You look up a song, like if I were to look up, you know, let's say Korn, it'll show down at the bottom, it'll show like music videos and stuff, and you could download the song. It's cool.
I want to thank you guys for being here with us today, and if you have any questions or you have any comments, feel free to send us a message here on Anchor. You can find us at anchor.fm/uninhibited. We'd be happy to hear from you guys. And if you record a message for us, we'll definitely play it here on the show. You could find us on Facebook at Uninhibited Reality. You can also find us on Twitter at The Unreal Show. And you can find us on Instagram at uninhibited.fm. Reality. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, and I'm glad you guys made it this far. And
I'm your host, Matt, and thank you all for listening, and you matter.